This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Congress returns next week for a lame duck session, marking the end of another bitterly partisan 2 years. In January, a new crop of freshmen will be sworn in at the Capitol. And at this point, at least, many of them are pledging to work with members from across the aisle. We spoke with two newly elected members of the House, Democrat Melissa Bean Upsetti, a 35-year Republican incumbent to represent Illinois' 8th Congressional District in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. And Bobby Jindal will represent Louisiana's 1st District, north of New Orleans. Health care has been on the minds of both Jindal and Bean. Bobby Jindal thinks the prescription drug bill was a good start.
We need to do more to give our seniors, our parents, our grandparents more choices when it comes to private plans. There's a lot of opportunity to change the tax code, to make it easier not only for the self-employed and for employees of small businesses to buy health care, but also for people to buy long-term care.
Melissa Bean, as a Democrat, what do you think about finding common ground with Republicans on health-related issues?
I think there's a lot of opportunity for common ground relative to providing affordable health care, particularly to the small business community, which is over 50% of the uninsured working Americans. I would say there's definitely more to be done relative to Medicare reform. The bill that did pass really didn't make prescription drugs affordable for the majority of seniors. I think there's going to be bipartisan support to look at that further as well.
Both of you, of course, are freshmen. It's a reasonably friendly atmosphere that we have right here talking about this. Do you expect this sort of atmosphere to last through the 109th Congress that you're just entering?
I think that we should go to D.C. with the attitude that the people elected us not to be Republicans or Democrats first. They elected us to take care of their health care issues. They elected us to fight the war on terror, to make their children safer and to give them a better quality of life. They didn't elect us to go up there and have partisan fights.
I would have to echo the same thing. I think people are very tired of that partisan polarizing debate that, frankly, I think the media sometimes encourages to make the stories more interesting, but that's really not what people are looking for. They're looking for common ground, common sense solutions.
Of course, the parties can put their own under pressure to toe the party line. I would think some of the more vulnerable people would be folks like yourself who are just new.
That could be true.
And, you know, toe the party line to the point where you are partisan.
Well, you know, there are going to be genuine disagreements, and there's nothing wrong with that. And they may be partisan, they may be geographical, they may be ideological. But I don't think people want or expect us to fight just for the sake of partisan fighting. For example, you heard Melissa and I hear talk today about helping small businesses afford health care. That shouldn't be a Republican or a Democratic idea. That's just good common sense. If small businesses can't afford health care coverage for their employees, that means you've got more working families that'll be in emergency rooms to get routine health care. That's not good for anybody.
Melissa Bean, there you go. Just an example of an issue. Would you say, as a Democrat, support legislation that forces or encourages with tax relief or something small businesses giving health coverage?
Absolutely. There's 45 million uninsured working Americans, and as I said, most of them are in that small business community, and many of them are our younger, healthier Americans who should be in the pool, because if we spread the cost and the risk across more individuals, we're not only providing a greater degree of care, but we're doing it more economically.
Melissa Bean, you will be representing a district that has not been served by a Democrat in decades. Do you have to start running for re-election tomorrow before you even get there?
I don't think so. I think I have to start being accountable for the commitments that I made to the people in the district, that I will be out there and I'll be working with them and I'll be visible and available to support their issues. And I think if I do that, in its own way, I guess it puts me in a strong position for 2006. But I haven't even been sworn in yet, as has Bobby either yet, and I look forward to seeing him when that happens on January 4th. But I'm definitely not thinking that far ahead.
Bobby Jindal, completely different question for you. It's a rarity for someone with South Asian roots to be elected to Congress. Your family moved from India to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, just before you were born. Does that give you any particular perspective as you enter Congress?
Absolutely. You know, as the children of immigrants, I saw my parents come here in pursuit of the American dream. So my mom could go to school, my dad could get a job. Part of the reason I'm interested in public service is to make sure that my own children can pursue those same opportunities without leaving home. And so I've watched in one generation, my father was one of nine children. He's the only one that went to school. And I've seen what a difference a good education can make. I've seen the difference that economic opportunities can make. I want to make sure both education and economic opportunities. In other words, the American dream is available to all of our children.
Congressman-elect Bobby Jindal is a Republican from Louisiana. Democrat Melissa Bean will be a freshman congresswoman from Illinois.